You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Breaking news into the NFL Network newsroom. The Miami Dolphins have made a major, major quarterback move. Tua Tagovailoa, their starting quarterback for the last several years, is heading to the bench. And sources tell the insiders Quinn Ewers, the former seventh rounder from the University of Texas, is going to make the start for the Cincinnati Bengals. All parties have been informed by Coach Mike McDaniel. It is official. Quinn Ewers does get the start.
Tua Tagovailoa.
So that was the news yesterday on Tua getting benched in Miami. One of the members of, well, the formerly highly acclaimed 2020 quarterback draft class, Keith.
I think it is still a good draft class.
It's good.
Yeah, but like one guy's super sad. One guy got benched. One guy's not playing as well. Like you could pick it apart. But overall, you're talking about 2020 where there were four first round pick quarterbacks, and then Jalen Hurts was in the second round.
Yep.
So tag Jalen Hurts on to Joe Burrow.
I would count him in, when I think of 100%. The 2020 class, those are the first five quarterbacks taken are who I think of. Yes.
And they're like the only guys that are even playing. There were a bunch of guys taken after, but like these are the only guys still in the league. So it's Joe Burrow, it's Tua Tagovailoa, it's Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. And if you remember, go back in time, Patriots could have maybe drafted a quarterback that year.
Oh,
We talked a lot about quarterbacks that year.
I wanted them to move up.
I wanted Hurts.
So I also wanted Hurts in the second round. I wanted, and maybe that's why we actually both like him more than most people.
True.
Because I liked him coming out of college. I didn't hate Love in that draft. And there were rumors, if you remember, and maybe it was just Belichick in Alabama, but there were rumors about Bill moving up for Tua in that draft, which I was also on board with.
Yeah.
And now you see Tua, that would have been wrong. But I was on board with that at the time.
Tua's the worst kind of quarterback because he wasn't an all-out bust. So don't get me wrong. Like, he's not the worst quarterback. He's the worst kind of quarterback where you're just good enough where the team's like, crap.
He's kind of like Trevor Lawrence.
Very similar.
Trevor Lawrence a year later, and Lawrence is the number one pick. Tua 100%. Wasn't, but it's the same kind of idea where you're like,
do we pay him? Do we have to pay him?
Right.
Do we go back into the quarterback roulette in the draft? Like, what do we do, like the veteran thing for 2 years? Like, what do we do? Because other guys are worse. But at least you got your decision. Like, Mac Jones was worse than Tua, but you're like, we're moving on from him. We're not going
to
use him.
The blessing in disguise with Mac Jones.
He's bad enough
to
know.
He sucks so bad. He played you to the top of the draft so you could get the guy, we think, in Drake May. There is value in, I completely agree with this.
So
there's value in knowing.
It's like crippling. Like, that's how bad it is, because you owe him so much money, and then you keep giving him run. You don't bring in anybody else. You have no other plan of quarterback. Like, you are too committed to Tua. And it doesn't help when you play the game of, who did he get drafted over? One pick ahead of Herbert, who's better. Several picks above Jordan Love, who I'd rather have. And then Jalen Hurts has already won a Super Bowl. So it's like kind of that N'Keal Harry thing where you're like, not only are you not very good, but everybody after you is better.
Yeah.
I still think it's a really good class, because Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. I know his stock is down right now, but he's been to a Super Bowl and was regarded as one of the four best quarterbacks in the league. Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And Jordan Love might make the Super Bowl this year. Who knows? The Green Bay Packers are pretty good.
Here you go, though. Burrow, if I could frame it the way I want to frame it.
Okay, go ahead.
Burrow is like,
might quit.
Ready to quit, retire, force his way out, like whatever. He's having a big sad. Tua has now been benched and is probably moving on to another organization, I would guess.
He's going
to
take him.
Justin Herbert still hasn't won a playoff game. He's been to the playoffs, still hasn't won a playoff
game. But he's probably going to make the playoffs again this year. Like, he's a good NFL quarterback.
He's good.
Okay.
Jordan Love, I feel like, is so hit or miss.
Yeah.
The hit's very predictable. It's Toyota-thon.
Yeah, pretty much.
But he's so hit or miss. And then Jalen Hurts, who we like and has won a Super Bowl and been to another one, look at that offense right now. But I'm higher on Hurts than most.
All right, but would you say, take Tua out of it, are the other four guys currently top 16 quarterbacks? I would say yes.
Probably?
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, if you have one...
Yeah, Burrow, Herbert, Love, and Jalen Hurts, are they all top 16 guys?
Yeah. So, like, 25% of the top half quarterbacks. I know that's a lot of numbers and fractions, but, like, if they're all from one draft class, that's pretty good. You know, some draft classes have one, or some draft classes have none from that. So I still think it's pretty good, but I think they've sort of opened the door up to maybe 2024 being better.
Well, so I think I would take 2024 over that. Would you?
Right now?
Yeah.
So 2024.
Yes.
Well, no, because Jaden Daniels really needs to bounce back.
That's a good one.
In a big way.
That's a good point.
Jaden Daniels has to bounce back. Because otherwise it's pretty similar.
He needs to stay healthy. I'm not worried about him bouncing back. He needs to stay healthy. And he might not.
Same thing.
He may not.
Yeah,
you know?
Same thing.
But you could say that about Burrow. Burrow can't stay healthy either.
Because I think McCarthy's terrible. And I don't know if Michael Penis is going to be any good. So you're talking about Drake May, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix.
You love Bo Nix and you love Caleb Williams. I don't even love either of those guys. But now it's like...
Could
Caleb Williams and Bo Nix in a few years be like... Jordan Love and Justin Herbert? Yeah, they could be that.
But then now it's Spider-Man meme. So first of all, it's six quarterbacks to five.
Yep.
And they would both have four quarterbacks in the top half of the league. So that's good, but
But I don't know. I mean, does Drake May elevate that? Can Drake May be an MVP? Can he win a Super Bowl? Like, Burrow didn't do that. I know Hurts did.
Yeah, Hurts has a Super Bowl and Burrow has an appearance. They have two appearances. Right now, this group has none. And they don't have the time in the league yet, but... They'll probably make... You think the Bears even make the playoffs? I know they have 10 wins, but
I think
the
Bears make the playoffs, but I think they lose right when they get there.
Yeah, so
I've never believed in Caleb Williams. I think he's a good... Is Caleb Williams a top 16 quarterback, to use your same measurement?
Yep.
Maybe not today, but, you know, 5 years into his career, like this 2020 class we're talking about, would he be a top half of the league quarterback? Probably.
Yeah.
That's different from saying, do I like him and can I win with him and am I, like... put my whole franchise on his back, but like now he just has to be better than Tua and be on the same level as Herbert. Could he be the same kind of player as Herbert where he gets to the playoffs but loses? Yeah, he could be that.
Not to muddy the waters here, but where do you put the 2018 draft class? So they have misses, but...
18 is probably is better too than 2020, I think.
So 18 is missing the Super Bowls. So 18 has no Mahomes. 18 has Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, so MVPs. Baker Mayfield, who's fallen off but might still make the playoffs this year, and Sam Darnold, who had to change teams a couple times but is going to make the playoffs with Seattle.
Yeah.
So they have four quarterbacks that could be in the playoffs this year.
I think I would take 2018 over 2020.
They have higher highs. They also have Josh Rosen, right? So, like, they have a bigger bust than 2020
does. Yeah, I don't – but I don't know, like you brought this up earlier about McCarthy and Penix, and it's all the class.
Yeah.
There are misses in it. But the 83 class, which is, you know, the gold standard.
The standard, yeah.
Had Tony Eason in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Todd Blackledge, is that
part
the other
of the Super
one?
Bowl team.
So it's like, but there were some big misses in that class,
but then
too.
Like and Hall of Famers.
Yeah, well, that's.
Yeah, right.
That to me is the difference. And I would skew way more towards, all right, there were a couple misses in there, but the high, you had two or three Hall of Famers. That to me is way different, and I wonder if this class does have more.
So right now,
more signs of that.
They might, and I honestly like they'll take a big step forward if either Nix or May make it to the Super Bowl. Like now, you're like right there with Burrow.
There's a good chance of the top two seeds in the AFC.
Right. Who do you think of the 2020 draft class? Burrow, Herbert, Love, Hurts. Like who's going to be the best from this day forward?
Okay, hang on. Before I answer that, can I just play Joe Burrow from yesterday?
Oh,
let's have the,
yeah. Before we answer, let's hear
before,
this.
Because I think a lot of people
that's
will answer
why I'm
Burrow.
Asking it this way. Yeah, I think he's probably been the best so far.
Definitely going forward,
who's the best?
Hurts has the Super Bowl, but Burrow to this point has definitely been the best. Now
let's hear it.
Now listen, if you haven't heard this, listen to the latest from Joe Burrow yesterday.
In your mind, where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year,
I can't see that. No.
Did you ever both thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career, or?
You think about a lot of things.
And when you look at quarterbacks over the course of their time, great ones, Peyton, Brady, you kind of have to understand that you never know what this league will bring, and what did you learn from watching how their careers unfolded?
Yeah, a lot of crazy things happen every year. Micah Parsons got traded right before the season, I think this year.
Okay.
That is something I hadn't seen in a long time in the NFL. So
trades?
Crazy things can happen.
Okay.
He hasn't seen trades?
Thank God. Do they only transcribe the questions and not the answers?
No,
where did the stenographer go?
They just have typewriters.
But get the mic away from the stenographer.
Can we get a mic on the typewriter?
But it was only during the question, wasn't it? Like, obviously, he's, like, rambling in his...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Answer about Micah Parsons. I didn't hear any typing there. What happened? They don't type
just
his answers?
Record all these? Like, what are they doing in there?
Seriously.
It's Cincinnati, I guess. So he's very sad. He's had a really good run, though, but he is just deep in his feelings right now. He's never seen a trade before. This guy's been so focused, so laser focused on his own team and his own contract. The guy has no idea what's going on.
It's funny. This is what the Twitch chat looks like every time Keith pops on with his new head of hair.
It's true.
They're just popping in there with their answers. They're like, oh my God.
Look at this guy. He's back. What is this, a handsome contest?
You think this is slick back? This is pushback.
So the Burrow stuff, honestly, like, would alarm me a lot. if I was a Bengals fan.
It's like Andrew Luck.
And just big picture. So I think it's now I'm moving closer to he's just going to leave Cincinnati. I don't think he's going to retire. I don't buy that.
He might just leave football.
Yeah, but I maybe. Fun anymore. I don't rule it out, but that's not the top of my list.
Yeah.
I mean, you ever thought about playing somewhere else? Yeah, I think a lot of things.
Think about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You should see my search history. Like, wait, what?
No, I mean. And, like, on the one hand, you can say, well, what's the guy supposed to say? Yeah. He's just answering a question and being honest.
Right, right.
No, I think that's true.
Yeah.
He is being honest. But I think he's honestly looking at playing elsewhere, like Matt Stafford or Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or whatever. All those guys left and won.
If you could have Herbert or Burrow for the rest of their careers, who would you rather have?
Oh.
I think Burrow might only play a couple more years. I think I might take Herbert. Burrow has
I think my answer to that is still Burrow, but, like, the fact it's even a question that I have to think about is shocking.
I would say Burrow's stock has probably dropped the most of any quarterback. Because, Tua's was never very high.
Nope.
And so he got benched. Like, oh, that's minorly surprising, but it's not like, oh, my God, he plummets from the eighth best quarterback down to, like, not even on there. Like, I don't know, he was middle of the pack at best on a good day. And so he's not in there. But, like, Joe Burrow, we put in pen number four quarterback in the league. Maybe even higher, depending on how
you might have viewed it. I don't think you or I would argue this, but I think there are people that would have argued higher. Yeah.
Because I like Lamar better, I like Allen better, and I liked Mahomes better. But, all right, now Mahomes is out for the rest of the season, and who knows if he's going to be ready for the start of next season. Lamar doesn't look the same. Burrow's super sad. So there's, like, a new wave of quarterbacks. There's a new opportunity for guys like May and Caleb Williams and Nix to sort of emerge, or even guys from that draft class we're talking about, like Jordan Love, if he has a really deep playoff run, or if Herbert actually wins a playoff game, like, maybe people will start to look at him differently.
So I don't disagree with any of that. Do you think Tua is, like, the next one of these change of scenery quarterbacks, like Daniel Jones, no. Sam Darnold? Do you think he'll go somewhere and thrive? No.
No. So
it better be warm and it better be a dome.
So I feel like guys like Baker Mayfield and...
Yeah, Baker's another good one.
Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold are the two that really stand out. And what happened with both of them, and this has been well documented, is Baker Mayfield spent some time with Sean McVay, and then something unlocked, and he got better. Sam Darnold went to San Francisco for a minute, spent some time with Kyle Shanahan, it unlocked. Tua's been with Mike McDaniel whole time.
McDaniel is Shanahan light.
Mike McDaniel should be the guy that unlocks the next guy. Now, I'm not saying Mike McDaniel is a great head coach or anything, but at least for that part of it, I think he's already had that. Like, where else is Tua going to go where he's like, oh, now I understand, like, offenses.
And he always had the weapons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, this year Tyreek Hill is hurt.
He had the play caller and the receivers, which all those other guys didn't have. And then they started to get those, one or both. Baker now has definitely the weapons. And I guess you could say, what, Liam Cohen last year was the play caller. So that all helped unlock. I don't know. I don't see it with Tua. Although I didn't see it with, I'm trying to think of somebody else, like Geno Smith.
Darnold? I definitely didn't see it with Darnold.
No, I didn't see it with Darnold either, but you could see, like, playing for Adam Gase and then playing for Kyle Shanahan and then Kevin O'Connell.
That's a big difference. I mean, Darnold was a Jet, for God's sake, so he had a lot working against him, but I'm not going to lie and say
I didn't predict it. Yeah. No, God, no, I did not predict it. But then now in hindsight, you can look back at where he went you're like, oh, he played for Kevin O'Connell. Like, okay, I can sort of see
that. No, it's fair. Tua was in what we thought was a pretty good situation. Had the receivers, had the play callers, had some success. I mean, that is a lot different than some of these other guys. Is 2020 a cautionary tale? And I agree with you, Keith. 2020 is not going to go down as a bad quarterback
class. No, I think it's still pretty good.
But, you know, is it even better than 2018 is a good way to look at it. Uh-huh. Is it better than 2024? Is 2020 in any way a cautionary tale to, like, overreacting early to some of these quarterbacks?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, if anything, we go case-by-case basis. Like, Jaden Daniels, what everybody was saying about Jaden Daniels last year, I think was fair. And, like, hyping the guy up and moving him up your quarterback rankings, everything was fair. He got hurt. That's also a part of it. You know, the same franchise had Robert Griffin III, who actually beat out Andrew Luck for Rookie of the Year. Looked like he might even be the better player. Then injuries just decimated his career, and then you kind of moved on to everybody else. But, no, I still think it's a good class. I think you're going to have a bunch of those guys in the playoffs this year. So Tua stands out, and then Burrow being sad. But, like, Philly, L.A., and Green Bay are all going to be in the playoffs. So I think the class is still pretty good, and I think the 2024 class will be as well.
617-779-7937. Let's go to our pal JP in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Jones, Keith, you know, I got a quick trade quarterback, Keith Spiracy, but Jones, you've got to do an intervention with Arcan. He spent a half hour on the Loon of Maine last night, a whole segment, and loaded lines. Like,
oh, wow. Arcan, I know this. I didn't hear that.
Wait,
I didn't happen
did
to hear
this segment on?
Arcan loves loon.
The mountain? Like ski mountain?
No, the bird.
The bird?
Yes. Yeah. Arcan, it's an odd thing to like, but I know that about Arcan. I did not happen to hear the segment, though, JP. Loaded lot. People were just calling up with their loon takes?
Jones, you couldn't get through. Even I couldn't get through, although maybe they didn't want me to get through.
All right. We're doing it wrong. Whatever we're doing, Keith, we're doing it wrong.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, loons for the loony. Never mind shark versus bear versus loon now.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get that out of there.
How about a Keepspiracy quarterback trade?
Yep.
Miami trades Tua to Cincinnati. Burrows goes there. They pick up some of the salary, and Burrows gets two more great receivers to throw to. That would scare me in the East if that happened.
Burrow to the Dolphins would be scary.
I agree with that. Yeah, I wouldn't love that. But, like, Burrow has receivers. Burrow's problem is everything else, right? Like, he has receivers.
But Burrow in the division would be scary is what I'm saying.
Yeah, for the year and a half that he's here, that he retires. And
imagine all the OnlyFans models could guard his house
great
in Miami.
Great point. Yeah, honestly, it might go the other way with him in Miami.
Yeah, you might never see him again.
That is true.
Yeah, maybe skip that.
With that hair. Speaking of great hair, I mean, you could speak to it better than anybody.
I get it. Me and him are peers in the hair game, so we both get it.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, maybe Miami's a bad fit for him now that we're talking it through.
Where does Tua play next year? Is there a spot for him somewhere?
Nowhere.
Text line says nowhere. Text line says New Orleans. I think they have their guy.
Shuck's probably better.
I'd rather have Shuck.
The Colts probably need a quarterback more.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, Tua guys out there? Like, is there, like, a former coordinator? Is there anybody that's like, I like him? I don't even know.
Well, so who's in the Shanahan tree? And, like, where are they? I don't know.
Yeah.
I try to follow that through line.
Yeah. Maybe he goes, they get him for super cheap, and he backs up Stafford with the Rams, and then McVay uses him.
Yeah.
And gets something out of him. But, like, McDaniel just had him. And, like, a couple years ago, he looked like an MVP for, like, 5 weeks.
Let's stay in the 2024 class. Should they bring him in with, like, J.J. McCarthy to look over his shoulder like the Colts did with Richardson and Daniel Jones?
I think they should probably replace J.J. McCarthy with somebody if I was Minnesota.
The Falcons are going to...
Tua in the NFC North is actually hysterical, though.
Falcons are going to need somebody. That's true. At least they play inside. Falcons are going to need somebody.
They are. You're talking about they did a great job. They signed Kirk Cousins, and then they drafted Penix in the top 10. That was a great call.
You see the Kirk Cousins answer yesterday? Everybody's, like, losing their minds over. Do you see this?
I didn't even listen to it. It was like him explaining offense.
He's like, oh, well, this is the offense I ran at Michigan State, and now I go through my progressions, and I'm like...
You're a quarterback.
It took him 2 minutes to say... The way you play quarterback in the NFL is to go through progressions.
You would have been sacked.
All the film.
You got to say it quicker.
All the film hardos are like, this is awesome. This is football. This is what people don't get. I'm like, I don't think it's that confusing.
No.
You go from your first read to your second read to your third read, and if you get to 4 or 5, you're probably going to get sacked. Yeah, I feel like I already knew that before I listened to Kirk Cousins.
Then why do you look the way you look this year? If you know all this stuff, what's the problem?
Great point. Everybody's like, wow, this is fun. Now, do you see it like a quarterback season? I'm like, I thought I already got that. But anyways,
it's better than the Cam Newton. Wow, I can't believe a woman's talking about running routes. Kirk Cousins' answer is better.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But no, maybe the Falcons. I'm just trying to think of teams that are going to need a quarterback.
I don't know. Like, and also, it's one of those things where everyone's like, "Oh, you can't do it because of like the salary cap." But then, lo and behold, he'll be somewhere.
It'll definitely happen. 617-779-7937.
You know how in football, timing is everything. You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.